the sound. Layers, layers of destroyer. Sacrificial violence. Change out. Council. Holy Molly. At the world. Young friends fulfill the rules of the prophet. Our shields. We curse with guts. Crack holes and holes. Bots. Intoxicated doors with the sickness of violence. Shit's all you've been is jungle concrete.
Wake up, black people. Wake up. All I'm going to make them oppress me. Step on with them. Don't you say that the ghetto we are crying dear. We have to get up, stand up, turn back on the school trend. The more side everlasting.
I just hope that my God will be with them. I just hope that my God will be with them. I just hope that my God will be with them. My God will be with them.
Trying to escape is futile. Who child is kind of jungle is too wild. That's why we got more than two stars. To adapt in the situation, too sharp. And though the road is rocky, I'm ready to try the next mile to bring sight to the blind man. It's down to the left child. We will survive in this country wilderness. Swimming through the waters of Babylon like a rebel fish. Jungle is specialist, predator and survivalist. Spitting hell and fire from his lips. Burning slave driver.
Welcome, listeners, to Time for an Awakening on Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennia. This is a history and current events program from a cultural perspective. We find this program necessary because Hosea 4:6 states, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." But we as a people can turn this around. Proverbs 4:7 states, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get an understanding." Again, welcome to the program this evening with your hosts, Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. The number to reach us to join the conversation this evening is 215-490-9832. That's 215-490-9832. We're streaming live at several locations. You can go to timeforanawakening.com, which is the home page, and catch the live stream from that location. You can go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com/timeforanawakening. Again, that's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com/timeforanawakening and catch the live stream there also. You can go to ourradionetwork.com. Again, that's ourradionetwork.com, which broadcasts out of the Black Belt, and catch the live stream there. Or you can download TuneIn to any of your handheld devices. TuneIn is a free app. And then at TuneIn search engine, just type in Time for an Awakening. There you'll see the icon, and you can stream the program live, even into your car if you have the Bluetooth capabilities or the auxiliary connection. Again, that's Time for an Awakening radio program with a live stream on the TuneIn app. Drop us an email at timeforanawakening@gmail.com. Again, that's timeforanawakening@gmail.com. Time for Awakening also has a fan page on Facebook. In that Facebook search engine, just type in Time for an Awakening radio program. There you always see interesting content being posted daily. And do me a favor, before you leave that page, just hit that like button. That's Time for an Awakening radio program with the fan page on Facebook. And Time for an Awakening Media is there also. Always full of the latest podcasts of the various programs on Time for an Awakening. And interesting articles that you can download, read at later times, or even share with your friends. So again, make that one of your favorites. Put it in your address bar. It's timeforanawakening.com. Timeforanawakening.com will take you straight to Time for an Awakening Media. Tonight, it's 7:09 in the city of Philadelphia, and it's open forum. Sunday night, which is a rare occasion. We usually reserve that for guests. But open forum tonight. Anything on your mind, you can give us a call, and we can talk about it. Open forum this evening, Sunday evening, on time for an awakening. And we'll be right back to get the program started after a brief word from our sponsors.
Mr. Moderator, our distinguished guests, brothers and sisters, our friends and our enemies, everybody is here.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
All Insurance Incorporated, an African-American owned and operated insurance agency in business for over 20 years, located at 231 Southeastern Road in Glenside, PA, with other offices in Germantown and West Philadelphia. Call now for commercial insurance quotes, homeowners insurance quotes, automobile insurance quotes, notary and tax services, representing over 15 major A-rated insurance companies, offering a discount on all notary services if when you call in for a free quote. Call this number, 215-885-2444. That number is 215-885-2444. 215-885-2444. All Insurance Incorporated.
Before your roof becomes unruly, call Dooley. Dooley Brothers, specializing in shingle, rubber roofs, gutters, downspouts, and vinyl sidings. Call for your free estimate today. 215-224-3882. That's 215-224-3882. Dooley Brothers Roofing, the roofing experts you can trust. That number again, 215-224-3882. 215-224-3882. Before your roof becomes unruly, call Dooley.
RG Electrical Inspections provides electrical inspections for realtors, licensed electricians, and homeowners. Licensed and insured underwriter, serving Philadelphia and surrounding area. Call today, 484-268-9837.
Overworked? Suffering with an underperforming company, headache customer, staff, or vendors? Or are you a startup who wants to get it right the first time and avoid the costly mistakes? We turned a $24,000 a year odd job handyman service into a seven-figure high-end custom home builder and commercial contractor licensed and operating in three states. This is just one transformation created for entrepreneurs like you in various industries around the country. Not what you're used to from accounting and business consulting? Well, welcome to New Business Solutions. If you're ready to go beyond advising, coaching, and training and get implemented results, call 301-244-9072. Let New Business Solutions apply the best comprehensive administrative, accounting, operations, human resources, management, sales, and marketing to help you actualize your vision for yourself and your company. From anywhere nationally, call 301-244-9072. Spelled new as in numerous on your device right now. Book your free consultation at newbusinesssolutions.com.
History is a clock that people use to tell their political and cultural time of day. It is also a compass that people use to find themselves on the map of human geography. History tells of people where they have been and what they have been, where they are and what they are. Most important, history tells a people where they still must go, what they still must be. The relationship of history to the people is the same as the relationship of a mother to her child.
From antiquity to the present, our people need to develop a new paradigm. It's time for an awakening. With your host, Brother Elliot, Sundays 7 p.m., Fridays at 8 p.m., for podcasting or live program scheduling, hit us up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com. Welcome back to Time for an Awakening, and before we get started with our program this evening, I want to welcome in my co-host, Philadelphia activist and tour guide at the African American Museum here in Philadelphia at 7th and Arch Street. Brother Richard is with us. Brother Richard.
Yes, sir, Brother Elliot.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. It's been an interesting and an eventful weekend so far. And that's pleasing at this point. So I've been enjoying it. And the weather's been nice.
Yeah, I knew you was going to throw that in there. You know, Richard, you it's a good thing, too, because I spoke with Brother Omar Wiley, Africa, today, and good conversation. Looking forward to him to being on with us next week. But I know that you were busy today with a few groups that wanted to kind of pick your brain there. Maybe you want to share something with the listening audience.
Well, you know, and it's interesting that because of my experience at the being a or dues-paying member at the UNIA, Universal Negro Improvement Association, at a period when I came back from being just a non-dues-paying member, when I came back at that point, the transition to there was a group of younger people, and younger meaning 30 and below. Mm-hmm. And that was interesting because, you know, at my age now, I'm remembering when I was there at 30, but coming back and touching, you know, at that point in time, was touching 60, and now at 64, created a kind of relationship. And those individuals, Brother Mawali, you know, who was the president of the division at that moment, Sister Lavinia, who's working with another group, who's now working with Peace Park Group, and a couple of others, even now the lady president of the one part of the Division 121, they, I told them I wasn't at the ability to be able to do the grind. I just, time, energy, understand that, like, I couldn't be out there as young. They had, you know, in Philadelphia, they had RPG Friday as an example of what young people can do, where they stood every Friday at the intersection at one of the biggest, Broad Street is one of our biggest, what you call that, traffic highways, mm-hmm. even yeah. though it's in the city. Every Friday, rightfully, they were out there pushing for the red and green flag, support for Black people being, and trying to publicize the UNIA, Universal Negro Improvement Association in general, and just the solidarity Black people should have and the support that they were willing to give. So me coming back and stating that I became a elder advisor. And as time moved on, now there are individuals that are in different groups now. One is particular, Sister Lavinia is in Peace Park. And yesterday she had a knowing, and which was interesting, which they had a nice turnout of 30 or more, of dealing with, that's important to deal with personal healing in order to deal with or community development, or as they say, building. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's really a interesting but necessary process that has to happen for organizers, because the what they were projecting is that people bring their own personal problems to organizing, and when they're organizing and they have their own personal problems, whether it be egos or past youth experiences, that influences what they do in relationship to their creating teams and successfully organizing in the community. So this was a project, and they asked me to, as a matter of fact, they asked me to come in to be again an advisor, you know, because one thing that being on Time for Awakening is teaching me what to do is talk. So that was able to do that. And in that talk provide some experience and insight of based off of my, you know, just time being out in the community that they deemed valuable. But it was informative, educational for me to be around and listening to these young people kind of really express their personal trauma and trying to develop, and we're doing developing tools and techniques to deal with it as a group, but by expressing their individual experience that manifests the trauma that could be effect. So that was Friday, and then, Saturday and Friday invited me to be, because I'm a tour guide, asked me, Peace Park, which is there basically, I use the term colonizing, seven properties that the federal government control, and they've been working, they've been in a battle with them for 7 years to develop a park, which was to developing gardening, an educational platform for young people in the community. This is what they've been doing. Community food outreach. These are the things that they've been doing out of taking control over these lots, making it just not just vacant space, but functional space for the community. And again, asking me deliberately, could I provide again insight and support? So, it's been running around with that. And then Brother LaVon is with the Afrocentricity International and is asking me, and they're putting together their training for new members, training process, and asking me to even go through it or at least provide some assessment of it as they develop and put it out. So is Elliot, it's like, I never raised no children, but I've seen people who raise children. Young people can keep you moving. You may not want to move, but young people, and I see, especially with toddlers and young, they in the supermarket, how you say you think they're going to be right beside you with the cart, and all of a sudden they scurry off and they gone, and you got to run with the cart or run after them. Come back here. Well, it doesn't matter what the age group is. The same thing happening, I guess with us, regardless when we're dealing with the intergenerational relationship. So that was definitely, this weekend has been definitely helpful. And for me, and from the feedback they're giving for them too. So that's a snapshot.
Yeah, I guess in some future program coming up soon, we'll have, because we've been trying to get Sister Lavinia on for quite a while. Interesting, Sister doing some groundwork here, grassroots work here in Philadelphia, but we'll get somebody on from the that organization to kind of let us know.
Peace Park.
Yeah, what is being done and things like that, organizing on the ground in the Philadelphia area. It's open forum tonight. Anybody can give us a call. Anything on your mind, you put it out there. Something I want to mention in the beginning of the program, and I want to have the founder of Black Talk Radio Network with us to talk about it, because Richard, in talking with Brother Scotty Reed, let me give you a little synopsis, and you're probably aware, but the listening audience might not be aware. And Scotty will be joining us momentarily. In 2013, Time for Awakening had been on terrestrial radio in Philadelphia on station WURD, which is the only black-owned terrestrial station in Pennsylvania. And we were on there for 5 years when we decided to leave the station. We kind of wanted to transition into streaming live. At the time, it was two black entities that was doing that. Empowerment Radio Network, which was a gentleman by the name of Dave Anderson, and Scotty Reed of Black Talk Radio Network from North Carolina. I talked with both men and decided to take Time for Awakening and be a part of the Black Talk Radio Network, and I'm glad I did. Brother Scotty Reed, his vision of the network. The network is continuously growing. And I wanted Scotty to come on tonight to talk about some future plans with the network and also to discuss the report that came out. And I want to share it with the listening audience before I introduce Brother Scotty back onto the program. It was a statistics that were put out by a company in India, a group in India, assessing the World Wide Web and search statistics and social media metrics. And they established a top 25 black audio podcasts and radio that you must subscribe to and listen to in 2019. And they have a top 25 list based on downloads, listeners, and overall basic participation on the particular networks. And they have 25 listed here. And we get a little opportunity later on. I might kind of peruse over some of these top 25. Now I'm looking at some of the ones here, and it's interesting the different ones that's on this list. But I want to focus on the number one, one holding the number one position. And I'll read that, and then I'll introduce the president of Black Talk Radio Network. Black Talk Radio Network, new black media for the new millennia. The number one position in the world of black audio podcasts and black radio streaming networks. Number one, and the ones that you must subscribe and listen to in 2019 by a group in India that did an assessment of the World Wide Web. Black Talk Radio Network. Black Talk Radio Network is the world's largest independent black digital radio and podcasting platform, producing content of relevance to African Americans and Africans in the diaspora. That's what they have listed here. The number one position as far as black media that's on the internet. I'm glad to be a part of it. And I'm glad to have the president of Black Talk Radio Network with us on, Brother Scotty Reed. Scotty.
Hey, greetings, Elliot. Can you hear me? I had to call in from my phone. Is my audio okay?
Yeah, we can hear you. How you doing, bro?
All right, great. Hey, I'm doing the best that I can, surviving like, you know, the majority of black people in a racist society.
Well, listen, before you kind of get started and kind of peruse over your work over the years that you have been broadcasting, I want you to save a little of that champagne for me and Brother Richard. That number one position, man, is important to me. I know that you kind of take it as a it's just part of your work, but just looking at,
you know,
just looking at what you've
had an earlier conversation offline, and you asked me, Elliot, why I didn't seem more excited about it. Mm-hmm. And you know, when I first read it, there was that initial internal excitement, but like I told you, it was just confirmation of what I already knew.
Okay.
Because I do my own metrics, you know, I do my own metrics and check different, you know, ranking sites as far as platforms, and we've always been the number one. You know, the website was built that way. I had a background in building websites. So, you know, when it comes to search engine optimization and you know, using keywords and certainly if I'm looking to target black people, which I was, then, you know, what better way than include the word black and then radio, talk radio in the name of the website. So, you know, it was built to position itself so that people looking for black radio, black people talking about, you know, different issues, various topics, that this would show up number one in the search rankings. And so it's just confirmation But of course, I am excited and excited because it's not just something, you know, that I share in this ranking alone, but all the hosts such as yourself, all the podcasters, all the different digital radio streamers. So that's what sets us apart from the other 24 people on that list, because those are all individuals. And, you know, I'm going to have to delve deeper into the background of the other podcast, but I did like a little short purview of some of them. And a lot of them were not on black owned stations, but on public radio stations. And one was a sports podcast put out by ESPN. So, you know, in terms of independence, you know, we truly are independent network. And when I say network, you know, it's a collective. And so, you know, I share, you know, it's an accomplishment for everyone who's participated.
Yeah, Brother Scotty, give the Time for Awakening listening audience, just in case they're not aware of when you started Black Talk Radio Network.
Well, let's say when I started Black Talk Radio, which I started on Blog Talk Radio. I was in the construction industry. Unfortunately, I had an accident which caused me to have a disability to where I could no longer earn money physically with my body like that. But I also had a background in communications from the United States Army, 6 years in there with a communications MOS, meaning a, you know, job. And so that kind of prepared me for when I discovered internet radio through Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, that introduced me because I listened to regular terrestrial radio. I always did. But there was a lack there. There was a lack of serious talk radio for black people in the Charlotte region where I live. They had black radio stations. But, you know, so when I came across internet radio, I saw the potential in it right away. So anyway, when I started a program called Black Talk Radio, and I had a program of my own called One Black Man's View. That was just me, you know, and that's how I started in 2007, 2008. I had the idea, man, we got all these black people on Blog Talk Radio, you know, competing with each other for information. I was like, you know, I see the radio station potential in this. Why don't we run it like a radio station? Give me just a moment. My earplugs falling out. Why don't we create a channel and, you know, different hosts to come on and do different shows, and we'll be, you know, the radio station on Blog Talk Radio. Well, you know, because we live in an anti-black society, which I, you know, mentioned earlier when I first came on, white people complain. Said it was racist to have a radio station named Black Talk Radio. What if I created White Talk Radio? People be calling us racist and all that. And so, you know, Blog Talk Radio suspended us for a week, was shutting down the channel. And so people complained because we, again, you know, this was one of the top programs on there. The listeners wrote Blog Talk Radio, emailed them, whatever. And then, of course, I appealed the decision. And so the decision of the appeal, we won the appeal. And so it turned out to still be a 3-day suspension, but not a week. And so right then and there, I was like, man, we have to have our own for real. And so that's when I started researching the technology behind Blog Talk Radio, and which turned out to be, you know, there's only two different kinds of technology when it comes to radio streaming online. There's Icecast and that's Shoutcast. And so from there, it was a matter of figuring out how to integrate it into a social media platform or to where different people can log in from wherever they are and start streaming. And so I ended up copywriting a technical manual on how to wire, audio cards, external audio cards from computers, because, you know, nobody was doing this. No, you know, and Blog Talk Radio, look, you know, they built something cool over there, but they had millions of dollars to invest. You know, Alan Levy, the founder of Blog Talk Radio, come from the telecommunication industry, running call centers and writing software. And so, of course, that's proprietary. And so nobody else was really didn't know how to do it until, you know, I made it easier for people to do it by writing that technical manual and then making a DVD. And so in 2008, I established our own, what you would call the first Black Talk Radio Network. 2008, that's the same year that Twitter launched. That's the same year that Facebook launched, just to give some people some context of the history. And, you know, we're in our 11th year, just like they are in their 11th year. So I'll pause there if there's any questions.
Go ahead, Richard.
Well, I just want to congratulate you for being able to recognize this opportunity and having the skills to, you know, pull it together. But now, and you did tell us about the Black Talk. Now, you, well, let me do it this way. What do you see as the continuous opportunity of this type of format in Black Talk Radio, internet radio?
Well, let me put it this way. There's two different opportunities that it exists. The first opportunity is it's a way for us to take control of the information that's coming out of what's going on in our communities or what's being done to our communities.
Yes.
Everybody in the United States is held at the mercy of cable news network and terrestrial television networks. And, you know, with the popularity growth of social media, I'm not sure. I think YouTube might have launched in 2008, might have been earlier. But, you know, now with people being able to produce media live stream, video live stream, their own radio, there's an opportunity for various groups. And we are a group. We are a constituency, and that's Black people. But even on a global scale, for bridges of communication, like Malcolm talked about with Africa and people in the Africa, the diaspora, man, there's tremendous opportunity for us to control the information that's being, you know, directed at us. And, you know, whoever controls the, you know what they say about, you know, history, the victors write the history. And so, you know, even it, with ongoing warfare, you know, media propaganda has always played a part in that. So I think Malcolm was like talking about, I'm tired of listening to somebody else's propaganda. It's time for us to create our own propaganda. And, you know, being a historian that you are, Richard, I know you can verify and appreciate, you know, what gave momentum to Dr. King's movement and even, you know, the more radical movements. Not to say Dr. King wasn't radical, because he was more radical towards the end of his life. But that's a label, that's a term. But anyway, you know, but the Black Power movement, it was because of independent Black radio stations at the time. True. This was before internet and what have you. Dr. King and other people could talk directly to the community, and the Black radio station owner lived in that community, where that is not the case today. So there's an opportunity there. And then, of course, since we live in a capitalistic society, there is an opportunity to make money. As well, as you know, advertisement dollars are spent probably in the billions. Who knows? The NCAA probably making $1 billion off of, you know, advertisements for their tournament right now. So, there's opportunities, you know, to do those two things.
And the other question came to my mind, and you mentioned this India, was that research? I guess it was a research group that did this study that was specifically looking at Black Talk and internet radio streams and platforms. And I know this may be speculative, but what do you think? India as a continent, now of all the things, is interesting to me that they decide to look at Black Talk radio, internet radio activity rank it.
Yeah, this is really a marketing site. If you visit FeedSpot, if you go to FeedSpot.com, it's really like, it's a really, you know, I've been checking them out, and really what it is a what they built is a platform that scours the internet for different feeds and what have you, whether we're talking blogs, whether we're talking podcasts, whether we're just different types of media, and then different genres of media. Because, I mean, in the industry, Black is a target demographic in the advertisement industry. Mm-hmm. It always has been, as well as other different groups. They might break it down by age, like, you know, what they call it, the X generation or Y generation or whatever, you know. So what this is a marketing research company. And they also talk of market to advertisers and saying, if you're looking for the influencers on the internet, we've gathered all this data, and then we can hook you up with these, what they call influencers in social media. And so, you know, looking, since Black Talk Radio is a category in the industry term that's been around since Black people first, you know, bought their first radio station and started broadcasting to a Black audience, you know, and so that's a category. And so, you know, they have other categories as well. So this is just a guy who's an entrepreneur, you know, the founder. He's just an entrepreneur in a technical area of marketing and research on the internet.
And that's important, because, you know, I would like to think, because we know, as you say, well, one, in the general category of capitalism, and in the specific category of white business capitalism, they have not really, there has been an imbalance of trade, call it trade, in relationship to using mediums, Black mediums, to get the Black audience as a means of business relationship, right? And that's why I thought it was interesting, even, and I understand what you're saying, that this is a marketing, you know, person and company, but they're I take it that they're providing or looking to provide this information to India, the continent of India, and those companies within India who may have products and services or information.
Not specifically into India. It's mm-hmm. it's just an Indian based company that this Indian guy started, but they market all, it's global. Because, see, that's the beautiful thing about internet. And, you know, going back to your earlier question about opportunity, look, terrestrial radio is always limited by the power and the license of the U.S. federal government, or how strong their antenna can be. You know, some stations have antennas and they can reach an audience that covers several states. You know, they'll even say, like, the tri-state area. Mm. They're broadcasting to several states. Well, that's still a limitation. Whereas internet radio, and with the popularity now of smartphones, cellular technology, iPads, all, you know, the whole gambit, internet radio, you broadcast, you have a global audience. And that's why when I look at the statistics, or if Elliot looks at the statistics for his digital radio station, Time for Awakening, you'll find people tuning in from hundreds of over 100 countries.
Mm-hmm. And that's powerful. And it still speaks to the principle of the, as you say, the opportunity there. And I'm just, I'm hoping, as you built this, that the thing that will industries and companies see that this is a place to go. And it's, what is also interesting, based off of what you said about the history, is that it's the communication to Black people specifically in a unapologetic manner. If I got you right, in that blog system, the white audience gave pushback, which affected the company in relationship to how they should respond to your blog broadcast. But in Black Talk Radio, there is none. And as you see, look at the ratings. When you're just saying unapologetically, we can speak to each other, and look at the effect. And shouldn't that speak for itself in relationship to businesses who want to speak to Black people without having all these, those who would take the filters of other companies putting placing on them, as far as they do have black audience, but they're not really speaking unapologetically. That just comes to my mind, if that was clear.
Yeah, that's clear, and that's why we've never attracted the support of advertisers, of like, you know, big advertisers with big budgets to spend money, like a Coca-Cola or Ford Motor Company, or you name it, one of those Fortune 500 companies, is because we're unapologetically, you know, speaking from a black perspective, speaking to the interests of black people. And, you know, then also we're touching the stuff that mainstream media won't touch. You know, we're not part of that machine. We don't have a relationship with the U.S. government to help them spread their propaganda. You know, so we're not going to attract those advertising dollars, which, by the way, is what they use to squeeze out, you know, black terrestrial radio stations. You know, there's politics involved here. And, you know, 1996 Telecommunications Act passed by the Clinton administration, a bill that was advanced by a Republican-controlled Congress, made it so that a single company could own up to 8 different radio stations in the same market. So let's say Philadelphia, let's say I'm Clear Channel, and I want to drown out and shut down this independently owned black terrestrial radio station. Well, 1996 Telecommunication Act, well, now let me put 8 stations in the same radio market. I can hire black people and control the script and then call it black radio, but it's really owned by iHeartRadio, because that's what, you know, Clear Channel is called now. And, you know, now I'll get all the advertisement dollars from that market. And, you know, this black independent-owned radio station going to have to go out of business. Mm. So, you know, digital radio, because of its low cost and what have you, it allows us to get our foot back into that door and into that game via, you know, online-based media. But again, though, you know, black businesses really want to support, you know, these websites, then, you know, Black Talk Radio Network, number one position, if, you know, people that's looking to reach a black audience.
And you know, and I apologize, I just, because what Scotty is raising, because we talk about, you know, it gets into what I see on the ground sometimes. Who should be making a move first? And you mentioned, like, not going to Fortune 500s, but at the same time, you would think that black corporate companies in its various, recognizing that this is a new communication medium, that they would be making their marketing and advertising, people would be looking at those numbers too, and they would be knocking on your door, say, trying to at least explore of how that, whether they would want to do business compared to.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, occasionally I do get promo material from people that's looking to get somebody on as a guest. For example, I got in the mail this book that this young black author is coming up with from Simon & Schuster's, you know, so a publicist over there, you know, she's recognizing, you know, and this came after Feedspot published their report giving us the number one spot. So, you know, now they send me, you know, some promotional material, which was the actual book. It's like a little kit. I ain't figured it out yet, but it's like a children's book. And so, you know, they will send you stuff like that. And I mean, people send me books and what have you. But again, though, you know, the big dollars, the big advertisement dollars, man, we're not really going to attract those, because our content will be seen controversial, because anybody really within reason can start a podcast, distribute a podcast, start a digital radio station on Black Talk Radio Network. You have to be saying some crazy stuff for me to shut you down, you know, to protect our organization. You know, you had to be on there talking about killing people and just all this craziness that's going to bring bad attention to our network, get us identified. Well, of course, they already identify us as Black identity extremists. But you know what I'm saying? Within reason, we allow people to have a voice that they otherwise couldn't afford to have. Because sure, the few terrestrial radio stations that's out there, you know, maybe Elliot can speak to it more than I can. But I've had internet radio clients who are also on the terrestrial radio station. They were paying $200 an hour, you know, to be on the local terrestrial radio station. And whereas if they figure out, if they watch the tutorials the Black Talk Media Project produced and have posted on Black Talk Radio Network, figure out how to do their own internet radio streaming for as low as $10 a month, they could be doing their own, you know, and gathering stats, because the people that I had as clients were on a station in South Carolina. They couldn't even tell them for $200 an hour, they got a 1 hour weekly program, how many people tuned in and heard their program on that terrestrial station, because the station owner was too cheap and didn't want to spend the money to get Arbitron to collect their statistics. The beautiful thing about digital radio is our statistics is collected live 24/7, and we can produce reports of you know, various periods at any time.
You know, it's kind of funny you mentioned this, Scotty, because two things I want to mention, and I want to kind of piggyback on what you just stated. But you mentioned that Telecommunications Act, and that was in direct response, if we look at it, to Black support for that Million Man March, because it came basically from Black radio. It didn't come from Black television. Those people that rallied in Washington to over 2 million, I was there. The 1.5, some say up to 2 million. It came from Black radio and the constant bombarding of information on Black radio in reference to it. So this was the government's response to that, by allowing these huge conglomerates to buy up stations and basically silence grassroots Black voices. But in anything that we see that this system does to try to limit Black people in particular, it always backfires. Because now with the advent of being able to stream on the internet, that enabled you to come up with this idea, and now look and see Black Talk Radio Network in the number one position worldwide.
And what's really, you know, what I'm really most proud about us, because it is us, it's not me, it's the whole collective of broadcasters and podcasters, is that we did this without millions of dollars of advertisement revenue. And you know what I'm saying?
And that shows us what we can do. Go ahead. I know, I said that shows us, that shows our people what we can do if we want to.
So just think about the small budgets that I've had. I've never raised, and I'm a nonprofit, Black Talk Media Project is, never raised more than $6,000 a year. But look at with that little bit of money of what I've been able to do, that we collectively are in the number one spot over all of those other podcasts that's on stations that's got million-dollar budgets. You know, NPR, public radio, they annually, they listeners support them, man. You know what I'm saying? They have million-dollar budgets. But look what we've been able to accomplish with a little bit. Now, just think if we had that budget. Do you think about how was Marcus Garvey able to create the most popular Black information, form of media? Newspaper was the form of media back then. They had radio, too, as well, I believe, during Marcus' lifetime. But, you know, he built it through print media.
Yeah, it was primarily the print. It was primarily print.
Yeah, and what, you know, people was paying a couple of cents or whatnot, or I'm sending them just a couple of dollars. You know, that we ain't talking about poor people, we're talking about poor people, average working class people, just sending a few dollars in, you know, and really being committed to that. And look at what he was able to accomplish, man. So just think, if we had the same level of people on the same page, working within the same group, you know, able to just get the just the people who listen to it to contribute. Man, I tell you, man, we'll be more than just the number one spot for Black information. You know, we will really be a world power when it comes to propaganda.
And you know, Scotty and Elliot, the thing that get me, and that's the way I was trying to go in formulating, because we're in an era where the Black corporate entities, no, they're not a lot of them, you know, right. that have products, right? I'm not talking about, you know, like small operations, but there are mid-sized companies that are Black companies that provide products to Black people, and their advertising and marketing companies haven't looked at this and said this is a medium because it's speaking, being genuinely Black, is getting that kind of ratings that this is where we should place our product. That's what gets me, because where they're placing their product is a product advertisement. Is in other mediums,
right?
They have to be.
Well,
so that's the rub that I have when we're talking about we're supposed to be Black corporate entities are supposed to be more sophisticated now than at the time supposed to be.
Now let me say this to you, Brother Richard. Now I'm not going to say we haven't attracted corporate support. I just turned it down because. I am not a capitalist. I'm just a victim of 21st. I'm a victim of racism. I'm a victim of slavery. I'm just a victim of this entire racist society living in a capitalist system. You know, I always talk about living behind the enemy lines. And it's not to say that I believe in socialism, because I ain't never lived in a socialist country. But I do know that the way the American news media propagandizes socialism is being so evil. But then when I look at those countries and see the programs they have for the people, then that makes me think, oh, you know, you protest too much. You know, what's the old saying, thou protest too much about socialism? So I'm not a capitalist. So when I say that, that doesn't mean that I'm not taking your money just because. I need money to operate. I have principles. And so Wells Fargo, no, thank you. I'm not interested in interviewing or bringing nobody on from Wells Fargo to talk about your home loans for minorities after you've been redlining and discriminating against minorities. Scotty Reed and Black Talk Radio Network is not going to help you clean up your image.
And I don't know if it's I don't know if this, you know? And I appreciate that, and I respect that principle. And I don't know if this hair kind of company, as far as a thought, but the hair care industry, I think they call it the Barnum Brothers, that they have a large product base, and their products are specifically to Black people, Black women particularly that wear. And they also have a whole around the hair industry. That's where I'm kind of looking at those kind of companies.
Well, Brother Richard, we are in the midst of our 2019 fundraiser. I'm trying to get a budget of $24,000 a year. Remember, the most I've ever had to work with was $6,000. And, you know, the results speak for themselves. But we're going to open it up, this business sponsorship, for a limited time, for $365. We'll run advertisement for you on the network for 365 days. That's $1 a day. Now, you can't beat that, because the industry standard for advertising on platforms that's popular, like ours, that have a lot of traffic, is $5 per 1,000. Impression means that we showed this ad this many times to a individual, okay? And so it's $5 per 1,000 times we show this ad to a person who's visiting the website, and or persons, I should say. And so, you know, minimally, you usually have to spend, you know, at least a couple of hundred dollars or $1,000. You know, when you're talking big corporations or mid-sized corporations, they have, you know, budgets that might be $100,000 or more to spend on online advertisement. So that's usually what they're paying, like $5 per 1,000 impressions. And so after our fund, after we reach our $24,000 a year goal, you know, then it'll revert back to regular advertisement. But right now, if a black business or any business that want, that think that having this platform around for another year and going forward, $365 for 365 days of advertisement for your business. And we're able to provide statistics, like I said, of the impressions, how many people, how many times your ad was shown to people, and the number of times they clicked on that ad to go wherever you tell us to send that, that internet traffic. So, you know, the like I said, man, you know, the opportunity is there for people to invest.
We're going to take a brief break, and when we come back, we'll continue the conversation. We are in open forum, but we're going to continue the conversation with Brother Scotty Reed to talk about the number one Black Talk radio and streaming podcasting company in the world, Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back to continue the conversation. You can get involved too by dialing 215-490-9832. That's 215-490-9832. When we come back, we're going to talk about the fundraiser for Black Talk Radio Network and how you can get involved. We'll be right back.
Listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
All Insurance Incorporated, an African-American owned and operated insurance agency in business for over 20 years, located at 231 Southeastern Road in Glenside, PA, with other offices in Germantown and West Philadelphia. Call now for commercial insurance quotes, homeowners insurance quotes, automobile insurance quotes, notary and tax services, representing over 15 major A-rated insurance companies, offering a discount on all notary services when you call in for a free quote. Call this number, 215-885-2444. That number is 215-885-2444. 215-885-2444. All Insurance Incorporated.
RG Electrical Inspections provides electrical inspections for realtors, licensed electricians, and homeowners. Licensed and insured underwriter, serving Philadelphia and surrounding area. Call today, 484-268-9837.
Before your roof becomes unruly, call Dooley. Dooley Brothers, specializing in shingle, rubber roofs, gutters, downspouts, and vinyl sidings. Call for your free estimate today. 215-224-3882. That's 215-224-3882. Dooley Brothers Roofing, the roofing experts you can trust. That number again, 215-224-3882. 215-224-3882. Before your roof becomes unruly, call Dooley.
Overworked? Suffering with an underperforming company, headache customer, staff, or vendors? Or are you a startup who wants to get it right the first time and avoid the costly mistakes? We turned a $24,000 a year odd job handyman service into a seven-figure high-end custom home builder and commercial contractor licensed and operating in three states. This is just one transformation created for entrepreneurs like you in various industries around the country. Not what you're used to from accounting and business consulting? Well, welcome to New Business Solutions. If you're ready to go beyond advising, coaching, and training and get implemented results, call 301-244-9072. Let New Business Solutions apply the best comprehensive administrative, accounting, operations, human resources, management, sales, and marketing to help you actualize your vision for yourself and your company. From anywhere nationally, call 301-244-9072. Spelled new as in numerous on your device right now. Book your free consultation at newbusinesssolutions.com.
From antiquity to the present, our people need to develop a new paradigm. It's time for an awakening with your host, Brother Elliot. Sundays, 7 p.m., Fridays at 8 p.m. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit us up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
In 1492, you came up on these shores. 700 years educated by the Moors. 17th century, genocide and the gun. Middle Passage blessed to market the Africans in the so-called land of God. My kind were treated hard. From back then until now, I see and you agree. We have been a misrepresented people. From back then until now, just see my family tree. We have been a misrepresented people. We have been a misrepresented people.
Welcome back to Time for an Awakening. And tonight we're in open forum, but we're talking with the president of Black Talk Radio Network, which is from an independent company out of India that did an assessment of black radio.
out of 25 different black radio and podcasting companies, Black Talk Radio Network was voted number one. Stevie Wonder had that song Misrepresented People. But Black Talk Radio Network has a mission to give a misrepresented people accurate representation through media that's directed from an Afro-American or African-centered perspective. Brother Scotty.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Listen, before you talk about the fundraising that's going to be done for the on behalf of Black Talk Radio Network, let me mention something. And a shout out to Ralph Williams of All Insurance Incorporated and Duval Dooley of Dooley Brothers Roofing, Mr. Ralph Goldsboro of electrical inspection company that advertises on Time for an Awakening. All of these people have been longtime supporters of Time for Awakening since the days that we broadcast on terrestrial radio. I want to thank these men and women involved in the company, All Insurance Incorporated. I want to thank them for helping us stay on the air. We have a donate button on Time for Awakening site where some of our listeners and people that download podcasts can donate to Time for Awakening, and we always need that to stay afloat. Time for Awakening is a registered nonprofit, so your dollar, $3, $5, whatever you decide to donate can be written off tax-wise. But if you donate during this radiothon that Brother Scotty is planning, this helps out all of the programming on the Black Talk Radio Network. So, Brother Scotty, talk about the fundraising that you want to do for Black Talk Radio Network.
Well, I'm glad you put it that way. Like, you know, I mentioned I'm going to have to do a deep dive, and you said you might have, if you have time, look at some of the other podcasts on the list. But I talked about how some of the podcasts that I looked at were on local public radio stations. I think it might have been one out of California. I forgot where the other one, but these were public radio stations, which are supported by, public broadcasting. NPR, National Public Radio, these are their type affiliated networks. And that's what I, envision a Black Talk Media Project doing, having a bunch of affiliate stations just like NPR has, but we're all digital. But now they're terrestrial. Again, these people get millions and millions of dollars. They get support from the federal government, even though they say it's not, that doesn't make up a big part of their budget, but they've been around and dominating public radio for so long and have so many listeners that, those listeners give, and they're able to, expand and support other networks or stations throughout the nation. And so that's what we're trying to do. Black Talk Radio Network is a platform. It's a global platform for African Americans and the African diaspora. But the main goal is to actually create our own black public radio stations. And so that's what this fundraiser will help us to do, to where, everybody don't have the expertise or the money to even start one. So, we want to get volunteers starting out, and it'll be a way for them to actually earn some money from finding local sponsors. But what we want to do is establish localized digital radio stations for areas. Let's say, whatever your city is, wherever you listening from right now, and y'all don't have a black radio station. Well, you will think that that's important, and you complain about how the local newspaper and the local talk radio don't never talk about black issues, and you don't know what's going on. Well, it's time for you to step up, and Black Talk Media Project is there to stand with you and give you free resources. I'm not talking about those that's looking at this from an entrepreneurial level and they want to use our services, and we'll help them with that too. But this fundraiser, the funds will go towards establishing community-based radio stations, you know, in these communities. And the way that we want to do that, man, is just ask people who listen. We got listeners all around the world, is just contribute what they can. You know, for those that can give a monthly donation, commit $5 a month. There's one brother for a few years who's been giving a dollar a month. Another one that gives a dollar a week. You know, that just reminds me again of what Garvey was able to do. But unfortunately, you know, I would say that less than 3% of the tens of thousands, if hundreds of thousands of people who listen every year to Black Talk Radio, you know, only 2% of them actually make a contribution to Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio Network is Black Talk Media Project. You know, it's one of our projects, but we want to duplicate that project, not on a national global scale, but on a micro level for your community. And we need that. We need that. Again, 1996 Telecommunications Act was the perfect way for them to disrupt communications among ourselves in order to inform and organize, which Elliot talked about was so key in just the Million Man March. And that was in the 90s, but mm-hmm. It was very key also in the 60s and in the 50s.
Yes, Scotty, you know, like I mentioned before, early in the broadcast, Time for Awakening started on terrestrial radio, and we were on it for 5 years. Terrestrial radio suffers from the same thing, but on a larger scale, because it takes a lot more money than terrestrial broadcast. And you had, for example, in Philadelphia, you had stores, grocery stores that black folks would spend money in, products that black folks would buy, that would not advertise with the terrestrial black radio station. And black folks were spending major dollars in those stores. So, I mean, it's the same thing on this level. We have to support what we have as our own. Black Talk Radio Network is our own. And now the world finally recognizes it by putting Black Talk Radio Network in the number one position as far as radio stations and podcasting companies worldwide.
This wasn't a popularity contest, because, you know, if I've seen black podcasting contests before, and it was just a matter of who could publicize the contest the most and get the most votes. This ain't based on popularity contest. You know, these aren't even black people. These are people in another country who work in the area of accumulating media, analyzing media, analyzing what people are listening to, what people are reading, what people are watching. And you know, and so this is based on an independent analysis.
Exactly.
And they've ranked the platform number one.
You know, I'm looking at this list here, and let me mention this for Richard. Richard might not have seen it. I'm looking at number 12 on this list, and it's a comedian that has a broadcast, Larry Wilmore. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Scotty, that was the guy that was at that White House dinner with Obama.
He made his name on the Jon Stewart Show, Daily Show.
Okay.
Remember the Daily Show, when they do them little skits, like, you know, they producing news, and they were reporting on real news, but they put a comedic spin on it and do skits sort of like Saturday Night Live. Well, he was one of those comedians that his breakthrough came from being on there, but he was the one who was at that White House correspondence dinner during, I think might have been Obama's last one he attended, who you know, called him the N-word. Mm-hmm. Vladimir was like, "You steal my N-word," or something like that.
Yeah. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this, and I want the listening audience to listen to this, this guy's radio broadcast and podcast is rated number 12, according to this independent group that did this assessment. Now, he has 224,000 Twitter followers, and his broadcast is rated number 12. Now, if I scan up a little bit to the number 4 position, It's a guy, it's a black guy that's on ESPN. Bumani Jones has a broadcast that he does and podcast on ESPN.
He does for ESPN.
ESPN Radio, ESPN yes.
Owns.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, he has 452,000 Twitter followers, and he's rated number 4. Now, let me go up to the number 1 spot, which is the Black Talk Radio Network, which has 7,000 Twitter followers. Now, the guy in 12th position has 224,000 Twitter followers. This other guy in the 4th position has almost 500,000 Twitter followers. The Black Talk Radio Network, Scotty Reed, has 7,000 Twitter followers. We ought to be generating more money. And I'm not talking about anybody getting rich. I'm just talking about the station being able to keep his head above water.
The nonprofit.
Exactly.
Being able to, you know, build on that vision, you know. I mean, again, it's quite an accomplishment to be in this number one position and not have that the exposure that these people have.
So exactly.
These people's exposure came through mainstream media.
Exactly.
Okay. And then, you know, Twitter followers, although that was part of the metrics that they looked at Facebook metrics as well, where, you know, Black Talk Radio Network only has about maybe 25,000, something like that, Facebook followers, you know, but that's just part of the metrics. But what that tell you, though, is while he got all those Twitter followers, they probably came from watching him on ESPN. He giving out his Twitter handle. But they're not listening to his podcast.
Okay, but I mean, it still translates is what I'm saying, and our network or our base is basically grassroots folks. I mean, I'm quite sure a lot of people listen, but you know,
yeah,
I was
again with Twitter followers. Also, it's not how many people you have followers, because this was also again. The reason this Indian company, one of their missions is to connect advertisers with social media influencers.
Okay.
So that's why they included the social media, you know, metrics in it. But when it comes to social media metrics, sometimes it's not how many followers you have in terms of your influence, but who's following you.
Okay.
So I don't know if Barack Obama follows Bomani Jones podcast on ESPN. I don't know if he follows Larry Wilmore's podcast, but I do know that he follows Black Talk Radio on Twitter.
Okay.
Which I'm sure the only reason he's following Black Talk Radio on Twitter is because he listened to Black Talk Radio.
And you know, and the thing, as y'all were discussing the numbers, and again, I may be off, but when you talk about those individuals, especially on those platforms, it's possible, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Scotty, that those people who are listening to those individuals are white, not necessarily
right.
black.
Right, especially if you're on ESPN, yeah. And Larry Wilmore, again, you know, The Daily Show was run by on the Comedy Network or whatever that network is that produced, you know, that show.
So that again, it goes to if you want to talk to black people directly, and if you look at black people as a market, not necessarily an individual black person that's in a white market for their consumption, then you're talking a different from a business perspective. You're talking a different you're talking about a different segment. That could be targeted, and that's from the political community as well as the business community.
Now, I'm glad you mentioned politics, because we have Black Talk Radio Network as a network has been an influencer, and I can't speak for other presidential races, but Black Talk Radio definitely had an impact on Hillary Clinton losing to Donald Trump. Not because we were pro Donald Trump and telling people to vote for Donald Trump, but because we're being honest about Hillary Clinton's record and pointing it out. And I've had black people who are donors and listeners have told me personally that, you know, I was going to vote for Hillary Clinton until I came across Black Talk Radio Network and y'all told me, you know, about, you know, what she said about young black and brown kids is super predators so that she can help her husband and Joe Biden and the Republicans pass the crime bill. And, you know, her role in calling welfare mothers lazy, you know, don't want to work so that, you know, she could help her husband and the Republicans justify cutting, I think it was $1 billion. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But, you know, because you got Donald Trump talking about cutting $1 billion, you know, from social services and whatnot. So, you know, Hillary Clinton did not get the numbers that it did not get the percentage of the black vote that Obama got. She got close. You know what I'm saying? But I like to think that the number one black talk radio network had an influence in changing some black folks' minds to where, you know, they just wasn't going to vote for Hillary Clinton. And they might not have voted for Donald Trump and may have done like me and voted for Jill Stein.
Go ahead. I was just going
to I said that to say this, though. If Black Talk Radio Network can have that kind of influence to where we can play a role, I ain't going to say swing an election, but when it comes to the black vote, have influence like that just enough to cost the white racists the election, then just think about on a micro level the role that these independent stations could play in organizing the vote and informing the black vote.
I agree.
And I think that's what we have to, that's what we have to look at. I was just going to raise the point, and we can do it at any time. And, you know, hopefully as we continue the discussion, what do you see, Scotty, is with all these positives and hopefully the listening audience on as individual contributors and also as business people are hearing, not necessarily a plea. I mean, it's good self-interest, common sense, which I hope we haven't lost. And you keep using the reference of, you know, the period of those people, you know, the era of Garvey. I hope we haven't lost the self-interest, common sense to recognize that we can build our own communication platform. And it is historic when we go back to Freedom Journal and from New York in, this, in the 1700s, that we can build our own communicate 1800 communication platform that speaks to us, and other people are telling us that we like what we hear, that we can recognize that we can make those contributions to this platform to continue to build it out, and that you're really not asking us to contribute a lot.
Like if you ever seen one of them public broadcasting telethons they have on TV, if you give a certain amount, you know, they might send you a gift, or they might send you a CD or a DVD of the performances they had on the telethon, you know. Or if you see televangelists, you know, they might send you a prayer cloth, some prayer oil, a keychain or whatever, you know, a Bible marker, a book marker, in exchange for a gift. So we kind of try to do the same thing, except for, you know, one time black people told me, some black people on our network told me that we need our own social media platform. And what's funny is Black Talk Radio Network, the first platform, was a social media platform. It was more social media than it was digital radio and podcasting, because I was still trying to figure out how to integrate it into a platform. So I went away from the social media piece and just went strictly audio podcasting. Now, you know, we even can do video, just not live streaming. But, you know, we went that route. So, you know, Facebook kicking off black activists, kicking off black people for talking about racism. I've had a couple of suspensions on Facebook. They call it Facebook jail. Everybody that's using Facebook heard of Facebook jail and all that. And I've been in Facebook jail at least twice since 2008, you know. And so, you know, people were saying, man, I don't like the fact that people are spying on me. My employer is spying on me on Facebook because they're making me use my real name. Darn you, Mark Zuckerberg. The police is spying on me and looking for me, looking through my photos and my videos. So, you know what I'm saying? To try to pin some charges on me. So we need our own. And so, you know, we weren't the only ones to create our own social media platform, but, you know, we created our own social media platform. So we're asking people, you know, $24 a year, you know, just make one donation. I understand that black people is on the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to wealth in this country. So $24 a year, you know, that's the minimum kind. You hear these politicians raising millions of dollars, and Bernie Sanders saying his average donation was $27. I forget what the average donation. I think Kamala Harris said something like $25, you know, from thousands of people and what have you. So $24 a year, you know, not only will you be given to a nonprofit that is building a black media institution and network, but you also get access to this social media community that many black people said we needed, where you can do the same stuff you do on Facebook and other social networks and do it in complete anonymity, where you ain't got to worry about what your employer might think about what you got to say on this issue or that issue. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, $24 a year gets you access to btrcommunity.com. Just like Facebook, again, because of our lack of monetary resources, even though it has the capability to do live streaming and all the bells and whistles of Facebook, we don't have those features on until we, you know, get a proper budget and can turn those features on. But still, you can import video, do all just social media. People should go check it out, you know. And but yeah, we got that. Also, if you want to be a black podcaster, see, we always been about empowering the black community to be the media that they want to see. And here we have this new media technology. They took terrestrial radio from us, although they trying to shut us down on the internet through what they call it, that
net neutrality.
Yeah, net neutrality. And it's good that the Democrats is talking about passing the federal bill, but I don't think Donald Trump's going to sign it. So, you know, they'll be looking to introduce it if somebody unseats him. But, you know, net neutrality is a threat. But they took terrestrial radio. We got to guard against, you know, them taking away internet radio. But, you know, we want to help people empower themselves with this tool that we have, and not enough of us are taking advantage of it. So, you know, you're helping us to not only sustain our operations, but let us help you distribute your podcast. Or if you a blogger and a writer, we have an audience and we can help you. You know, so use some of our services, like, you know, Elliot's using for Time for Awakening, you know, so you can help us that way as well.
Let's see if a couple of callers want to get involved. Let's go to Newport News. Newport News?
Hey, I'm just listening, man.
All right. Let's go to 404.
Yeah, this is Lamont in Atlanta.
How are you,
and
Lamont?
All right, how y'all doing?
Good, man.
I wanted to let you know something. I originally got down with the Black Talk Radio. I was just I downloaded the app TuneIn Radio, and I just said, let me find some Black Talk Radio stations out there. So I put Black Talk Radio in there, and that was the only thing came up. And when I started listening to it, I enjoyed all the different programmers that I came across. I learned a lot of information, even things that I wasn't even thinking about learning, because there's different programs. And I was really blown away when one day I turned on a Sunday, and it was the Time for Awakening show on. And I was like, wow, this show is great. And I think I went back to listen to it again, and it didn't come on in that normal time that it came on in the previous week. And I was really blown away. I was really, my feelings was hurt. because I was like, man, I like that show. And I wanted them to stay on, but I couldn't find it. You know, I tried every Sunday. I was trying week after week, and I couldn't find it. I said, well, you know what? That show was so great that maybe I can find them some other way. So I was able to find you on the internet and call up and be able to listen in that way. But I did want to let you know that I know about the Time for Awakening show through listening to the Black Talk Radio.
Okay.
That's how I found out about it.
Well, hey, listen, thank you, brother, for being a listener. Time for Awakening. I mean, we were happy that we got involved with Scotty. We kind of had a choice when I left Terrestrial Radio, and I talked with Scotty about it, and I'm glad I made the right decision to be a part of the Black Talk Radio Network family. I mean, we all one here, and we all in this together.
Yeah, my feelings was hurt because I was like, what happened? I felt like something went wrong with the relationship or something happened. I was like, but no, I liked that show was on there. But I was able to find you otherwise. So at this point in time, A Time for Awakening and Black Talk Radio are the only two things that I'm listening to these days.
Thanks, brother, for your support, man.
Yeah, I really appreciate his comments. You know, I've had people tell me, like, you know, when some people send in donations, you know, this one lady, she sent me a donation, man. She sent me $25 cash. You know, I took it straight to, you know, Black Talk Media Project's bank account and deposited. But she wrote a letter. She said she sent me cash because she couldn't afford a money order. You know, and I'm not going to laugh that somebody can't afford a 59-cent money order because our people is, like, out there budgeting. You know what I'm saying? But that just showed me how important Black Talk Radio. I've had other people tell me, you know, send in donations when I said, you know, look, we can't keep struggling like this. We need your financial support. This person sent in a donation and said, man, I need Black Talk Radio in my life, you know. And I even had one brother about a year back, and this brother been in prison and all kind of trouble and, you know, in his life, not saying that he was doing stuff to get himself in trouble, but he was in a bad place, man. And he said he came across Black Talk Radio and a program called The Context of White Supremacy that's on our network, and he said it literally saved his life, man, because he was talking about killing himself. So I really appreciate your comments, and I'm glad you found us.
Brother.
Yeah, and I just want to encourage everybody out there to tune in and listen to both shows. I was able to learn a lot of things. I learned things about, you know, owning your own business, entrepreneurship. I was able to learn about these guys, Black comics. I mean, it just goes from one thing to the next. You know, I just learned about a lot of things that I didn't even expect to learn about,
because it's not any programming like that on these mainstream radio stations. You know, we got one Black media mogul in radio, and that's Kathy Hughes. And you know, as real as conversations people might think they hearing on you know, a terrestrial radio station owned by Radio One, it don't compare to the realness and the rawness of the programming you hear on Black Talk Radio on the internet. Because see, right, we're not constrained by fear of losing our radio station license, which, you know, we have to get from the government and get renewed every so often, you know, because we really talking about liberating Black folks. So, you know, we can't have that kind of programming. We'll just keep pumping them with the music, whether it be hip-hop or gospel.
Yeah.
Thank you for your call, brother.
We'll keep our politics moderate and squarely, you know, voting Democrat.
Yeah, well, it's definitely raw. Everything's raw. Conversations are real. No, nothing held back.
Thanks for your call, brother.
All right, thank you.
Let's go to 267. 267?
Hey, I want to say good evening, Elliot. Good evening, Richard. I wanted to say thanks a lot for this platform, Scotty.
Hey, what's up, Ralph? Long time no speak, man.
Yeah, long time no. I sent you a donation probably about a month ago, I believe.
Yeah, you all, you supported us from the beginning, bro.
Yes, sir. And that's the way I try to show my appreciation. So, you know, it's just not coming on here saying, because I have friends now that now listen to not only Time for Awakening, but they listen to Black Talk Radio, and they always tell me, man, I wish it was more people that would be more receptive to what these programs are trying to get across. And I always tell my friends, I said, well, call in and let the host know exactly what's on your mind, because, you know, a lot of us, we do put our fingers in our ear, I don't know, because of fear or whatever, to information that would actually get us across, you know, because nobody, everybody out here don't want to hear, like, look, let's build our own platform. Let's vote in our best interest. We have a lot of people that are against that. They think that voting in our best interest is just to pull that Democratic lever and, you know, like a bunch of mindless robots. And I've always said, like, look, they're going to have to come to me and ask, tell me what they're going to do for my vote. And me as an individual, that's the person I'm going to vote for. I don't care if they win or lose. I have some integrity, so I'm just going to go on ahead and do what I got to do, you know. And Democrats, a lot of time, I've been telling people for years, man, ever since Bill Clinton, how they've been actually harming us, bringing more harm on us than the other party. The other party are outright racist, yes, but the Democratic Party just put a few tokens out front and make us think that they're on our side, when actually they bring us more harm than any other party, I believe. So I just wanted to, like, call in, Scotty, and tell you, man, I appreciate you. I appreciate, you know, what you have created. I wish some of these people out here that claim to, the whole thing is, oh, we want black-owned businesses to, we want to support black-owned businesses, yet know about this platform and won't even come to it. And those are the things that I have to call hypocritical. So, you know, I just had to, like, call you, man, and say thank you for the platform. I will continue to, you know, donate, make some donations. And I got to figure out how to use your social media platform, because I got to make use of that also. So I just called in to say thank you.
Well, thank you for your support over all these years. You know, not just in word, but with those dollars. And, you know, again, I'm proud of the fact that even though we've had minimum financial support from the black community, the production speaks for itself. Here's this independent company saying, if you want to hear real black people talking about some issues, or if you're looking for the number one platform to go to, if you're interested in black conversations, you know, did Black Talk Radio Network. So again, you know, if we had a bigger budget, man, I just dream about, you know, the things that we could do, man. You know, again, we have more powerful tools to reach the globe than Garvey had. He just had a printing press, man. And we got to take advantage of this. And, you know, Brother Ralph again brought up politics. You know, again, you know, why isn't the Democratic Party doing anything? Why has H.R. 40, for example, sat up there in Congress with no movement for over 10 years, over a decade? Okay, well, you know, first you got to point the finger at the Congressional Black Caucus, which, again, is under the thumb of the Democratic Party elite, which are white people. You know, you might can call Barack Obama a Democratic Party elite now, but he still is under the Clintons. You know, they pretty much call the shots at the DNC and what have you. And the reason that they're not being challenged is because of the death of independent black radio. We never really owned independent black television. But, you know, back then, you know, at least if you wanted the black vote, you was running for mayor, you was running for city council, countywide, or even president, you was going on black radio, black independent radio, you know, and we don't really have that now. What we got is some Joy Ann Reid sitting up there on MSNBC and some Don Lemon sitting up there on CNN, and they are just extensions of the Democratic Party. So that's what I attribute to our loss of political clout, is the deliberate destruction of black media. Prophet Malcolm X said media is the most powerful entity on the face of the planet because it's called programming, because you program people's minds. And so I make no bones about I'm in the business of producing propaganda and helping people produce propaganda that's going to program people to move in a direction that's going to benefit them and not the system.
Brother Ralph, thank you for your call, man.
Yes, sir. Take care.
B. Let's go to 215. 215? 215, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
How are you? What's your name, brother?
Oh, wow. I'm great. My name is Terrence. I'm a friend of RG's, and I'm one of them guys you spoke about. And I really don't believe I'm calling in, but I listen to you guys all day long, literally. The show's on Black Talk Radio, and Scotty Reed, I'm just so proud. I'm just really proud of you. You too, Elliot. If it wasn't for RG, I wouldn't know about any of you guys, and I don't look at TV. I'm reading more. I'm just so proud to be aware and to be a part of, you know. I know there's many more people out there like me that just listen. You know, I'm more comfortable listening. But I just wanted to get you and Elliot together while y'all together here to thank Scotty Reed and all that you do. And Elliot, you too, Richard. I got to meet both you and Richard at one of the shows.
I was starting to feel a certain kind of way going on in
no,
here.
Richard, I'm not trying to team up with Jay. I'm definitely not trying to team up with Jay. Yeah. It was the race wars.
At the screening. The screening of race wars. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Terrence.
Okay. Great. Yes. I remember now.
I'm just going to witness this thing blow up, Scotty, because I had no idea it was 12 years. And just like Garvey, it's going to catch. And I'm just glad to be a part of it. And I'm with you. However, whatever I can do. I like to see Time for Awakening and the Black Talk Radio Network just grow. So, and I know I'm not alone. It's just a lot of people like me don't call in.
Well, I certainly appreciate you calling in and expressing those sentiments, man. You know, that's good to hear, man. You know, that there are people out there that appreciate the information that, you know, they're getting from grassroots black media people, you know, people who have taken upon themselves to do research because, you know, it takes some work when these people do their programs. You know, Elliot just don't start his stream and just come on with no idea of what he's going to talk about. You know, there's work that he puts into it. There's research. There's stuff going on behind the scenes. So, you know, it's just great to hear that people appreciate the work that we do and the information that we're bringing.
Yeah, most definitely. And the caller before me said, you know, you're changing my life. The cows are changing my attitude on how I deal with situations on my job. I mean, the information is just so empowering. And I mean that. I have a lot of tools in my life. And, man, I just like, it's like I hate to use a metaphor, but I ain't went all craftsman and snap on, you know, totally.
Mm-hmm. Right, I get the reference.
Thank you for your contribution, Terrence.
Yeah, thank you. Keep up the good work.
Peace.
All right, you take care.
Let's go to 502. 502? 502? They might have stepped away. We'll put them back on hold. Let's go to 215 again. 215.
Hey, Brother Elliot, how you doing?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Hey, Brother Richard.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Brother Scotty, how you doing, good brother?
Hey, greetings.
Yeah, Brother Scotty, I just want to just join Brother Tance and Brother Ralph and others before me to join and say I'm so proud of y'all brothers, man, for getting, you know, Black Media Network to the level it's in, to where it's at, and for Time for the Awakening. You know, to the level that's in, and like Brother Tans before me said, I want to continue to see, you know, the station grow and everything. And one thing, Brother Scotty and Brother Ellen, Brother Richard, like I said about Brother Ralph, he puts his money where his mouth is. That not only do Brother Ralph advertise on talk Black Talk Media Network. He also advertised here on the local terrestrial radio station here in Philadelphia. So Brother Ralph puts his money where his mouth is at. And I just want to make this commitment now. Starting really next week, I want to commit Brother Scotty to $5 a month. And I appreciate you, Brother Scott. And as my finances get better, I'll even do more. But I'm going to definitely start with no less than $5 a month starting next week. And I'm with the word. The word is to notice that my word is my bond. Starting next week, $5 a month. And, you know, Brother Scotty, you said something that was so profound about programming people. How Malcolm said media is so important about programming people's minds, because that's true. And I give you a prime example of that. Right here in neighboring Pittsburgh, you know, you had the white officer just got acquitted of killing the young black man. And to show you what we up against, now here this bum shot and killed an unarmed young black man who was running away from him. He was unarmed. He shot him, and shot him three times, once in the back, once in the arm, I think one time in the face. And no sooner than he was acquitted, Brother Scotty, white folks up there in that racist part of the country, which we can say most of them just because racist, I mean, if you want to get really in a metaphorical sense of the word. But the point I'm saying is that they went to the GoFundMe page by Saturday morning. They had gave like over close to $20,000 for this officer. I'm saying to myself, why would you do that? First of all, the racist FOP is going to make sure he's taken care of financially. And if he was, I can't remember whether he was fired after the shooting, but even if he was just suspended, he's going to get back pay. So you don't have to do nothing for him financially. But and get his job, exactly, Scotty, get his job back. So the fact that you showed just inhumane you is towards black life, that you would even fund a creep that would shoot an unarmed 17-year-old child like that, you would again fund him. But see, here's the kicker, Brother Scotty. During the trial, I was listening to Black Terrestrial Radio, he said during the testimony that he still don't understand why he shot this boy. He said, I don't know why the boy ran from me, but I don't know why why I shot him. And yet that should have been enough right there to convict him. Because he didn't say that the boy was posed no threat to him. He said, I don't understand why I even shot him. But yet the jury still acquitted him. And I'm going to tell you what's so egregious about it, Brother Scotty and Brother Ellen, Brother Richard. Let's really go back to what you said about the programming. You had three blacks from that jury. You had a black man who was the foreman, and yet them Negroes could sit up there and watch this testimony and acquit this white officer. Now you ask yourself, are these people living in the real world? Don't them three blacks in the jury realize that could have been their son, that could have been their grandson, that could have been their nephew, that could have been their brother? So you got them three Negroes in the jury could sit there and see this white officer's testimony and still acquit him. It's like it's almost reminiscent of some other cases where you see blacks on the jury, and yet they still, like in Trayvon Martin's case, you had a black sister who was half black, half Latino, and she admitted, Brother Scotty, that she was intimidated by the other white juror. She said she felt bad for Trayvon's mother. She said she had to live with that guilt for the rest of her life because she felt as though that Zimmerman was guilty, but she said she felt intimidated by these other white jurors and stuff like that. And see, this is why I say it all goes back to, like you said, programming, because you get educate our people so when they get on these juries, they can be strong enough to do the right thing on the jury. Don't go with these races when you know the case is clear-cut of racism or murder or whatever like that. You can stand by your beliefs and know you're doing the right thing and don't have to feel as though you have to be intimidated. And that all goes back to programming. That's why something like Black Media Network is so important, because it can give our people education and everything where you can learn your history and know what you're up against in this country. So I just say that's why having Black Media Network is so important. That's why, like I said, I'm going to make my donations, my monthly donations starting this week, because I want to see y'all grow, like Brother Tans and Brother Ralph and others, to see y'all grow, because we need it and stuff, man. Because like Brother Elliot always say, you're not going to get it from the television, and you're not going to get it from these white stations like the CNNs, because they, like you said, most of them are extensions of the Democrat Party. And if you notice, with all of them, CNN, Fox, the rest of them, they all are pro-Israel. I mean, I don't care which one you. They all come with that anti-Semitism. So whenever you criticize Israel or whatever like that, they both attack you. Whether it's CNN or whether it's Fox News, they all got the same white racist mindset when it comes to Zionism and everything else, police brutality. So you know we got to have something of our own. If we're going to get a fair shake in the media, it's going to have to come from our media, because it sure is not going to come from theirs. And I just thank y'all, brothers, for letting me express myself. Thank you.
Thank you for your call, Joe.
You're welcome, Brother Elliot.
Peace.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Joe. But, you know, again, this is also part of the deliberate attack on black media. You know, I spoke specifically on radio because there was legislation specifically passed to do that, mm-hmm. although we are losing black independent newspapers as well, but that's mainly because newspapers in general are dying. But, you know, black newspaper, independent newspaper have to scramble for advertisement dollars from corporations, because we can talk black businesses. We do have small, you know, businesses. We may have some large corporations, but still, though, you know, since we live in a capitalist society, that's what it takes, basically, if you want to be what they call successful in media. And so then you have to craft your content to either be one sort of way. You know, it's just unfortunate. Fox News has a business model of making money off of promoting racism and white nationalism. And, you know, that really speaks to programming potential jurors. You know, whenever they talk about, you know, when Black Panther Party was, you know, in its heyday and still around, and, you know, they would get some charges, like, for example, I forget it, I think it was the New York 21 was the name of the group, where they were brought up on some kind of conspiracy and racketeering charges or whatnot. And all of the corporate news media at the time was just demonizing these brothers to try to and I'm surprised that some of these people got off. You know, the New York 21, you know, they were found innocent. Angela Davis was found innocent. But you better believe that the media at that time was doing everything they could to poison the jury pool so to get convictions. And you know, the same thing, it's the same principle when it comes to how can a certain community just let a cop get away with outright murder. It goes to the programming. You know, I would love to do a poll of these juries and ask these juries, you know, what news media do you consume? What you know, just give them a blind poll like that, not even asking them nothing about the case, just ask them. And I bet you that will reveal a whole lot to us to why they vote the way that they vote on the juries and what have you. And even the black folks as well.
Brother Scotty, before we wind things down, man, let the folks know again about the campaign, $24 a year. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Yeah, well, you know, we take donations of any amount. You can go to blacktalkradionetwork.com. And you'll see a donate button there. You even see our fundraising meter to show you our progress. Our goal is a very modest goal of $24,000 for annual budget to expand on what we've done thus far. And so far we've raised $3,265. So that leaves us $20,735 away from meeting that goal. So you'll see the donate button. Give what you can, you know, a dollar a month, dollar a week, whatever you can, $5. You know, we got people giving different amounts, either monthly, or they might make a one-time yearly donation of $100. You know, whatever is on your heart to give. You know, I can't tell you what to give, but I do say, you know, one of the ways that you can give is also, if you're a black podcaster out there or even on YouTube, you know, you try to distribute your content on as many platforms as possible. I know at least that's been my approach. You know, Black Talk Radio Network, the podcast feeds out into other podcasting directories. That's why we're the number one platform, because we're so visible, because we try to be everywhere, you know. And so if you're a black podcaster and hopefully you're looking for a black audience, if you're looking for a white audience, I can't help you. We got, you know, white people that listen, but not in large numbers. But if you're looking for, you know, audience within African Americans, the African diaspora, shout out to Thomas and Spence in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, who listens to the program and calls me sometimes. So, you know, if you looking to reach a global black audience, then become a podcaster. Right now, doing this fundraiser, it's just $24 a year. Now, the regular price is $10 a month. That's what you're going to pay at, what is it called, SoundCloud. If you go to Blog Talk Radio, it's going to be in the very least $30 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, here you know, and by the way, again, I mentioned, you know, Blog Talk Radio is where we got our start at. And I had that bump in the road with them, but do you know they actually just gave us a free account to distribute Black Talk, to continue to distribute our members' content through our Black Talk Radio channel on there. And the reason they did that was because I had to do some budget cutting, tightening measures. You know, I can't afford to spend $30 a month to distribute all our different programs on there. So they said, look, you qualify for some kind of special program and you don't have to pay us. Just keep posting your podcast. That's because they're making money off of it.
Exactly.
They monetize it. You know what I'm saying?
And plus,
it generates interest and followers and people listen. It's one of the top, probably, you know, streams that they got or podcast feeds that they got because we don't do live streaming on their network. We got our own. But, you know, if you're a Black podcaster, even if you own Blog Talk Radio, I'm not telling you to leave. Why not incorporate Black Talk Radio Network right now, limited time offer, $24 a year, and you get unlimited podcast uploads and distribution.
Yeah.
It's going to help you expand your audience. That's a way that you can support the nonprofit. Or, again, if you want something, you know, as a token of our appreciation, we got BTR community, $24 a year. Social media, we got a little community there. I wish more of the people that joined actually used it and stopped using Facebook and Twitter as much as they do. I'm not telling y'all to stop using it, but I'm saying, you know, let's continue to communicate with each other on our own platform instead of devolving sensitive information through non-secure channels about, you know, like Facebook, so he can go back and tell white people what black people's planning. You know what I'm saying? We got to think on these levels, man. So, again, just go to blacktalkradionetwork.com, and there's various ways that you can either donate or use our services and become part of this independent black media movement. I will walk you through the steps. You know, if you're a novice and help you. Elliot will tell you, Gus of the Cows will tell you, you know, I gave them brothers one-on-one. You know, although I make videos and stuff, if you have questions and what have you, I still will get you up and running and make sure you know everything you need to know in order to become an independent black media producer yourself. That's all I got, Elliot, and I appreciate, you know, you being a patron all these years and choosing us over the other network, which is a wise choice, especially since the other network ain't around no more.
I know it. I know it. Yep.
Just thank you, man, for everything you do for the community and also believing in my vision and being with us all these years.
Thanks, Brother Scotty. We'll talk.
All right. Thank you, too, Richard, and to all the callers.
Peace.
Peace now.
You know, before we go, Richard, let me say something in reference to what Scotty just mentioned. You know, when myself and at the time Reggie had left URD, we was deciding which way to go, and we talked to Aunt Dave Anderson. And I was leaning towards Empowerment Radio because they had Bev Smith, they had Rob Brenning, what's the other brother out of Detroit that got into a little hot water for a little while. I forgot his name. It just escapes me right now. But he had some names on his station, and that's what he was touting. And plus, I knew it because I'd heard it. But then I talked to Scotty, and you know, at the time, I didn't know anything about the streaming networks. I knew it was two black entities involved, along with others, and I had no intention on dealing with Blog Talk and any of those other ones. But I decided to go with Scotty, and I made a wise decision because, I mean, unfortunately, Empowerment Radio is no longer out there. But Scotty is, and Black Talk Radio Network now is the number one, according to this independent assessment out of this company out of India. Black Talk Radio Network is the voted number one out of black radio, streaming radio stations and podcast companies, and this one you must subscribe and listen to in 2019. So it's voted number one by this conglomerate out of India. Black Talk Radio Network, their comment here is Black Talk Radio Network is the world's largest independent black digital radio and podcasting platform, producing content relevant to African Americans and Africans in the diaspora. Number one, Scotty. Number one.
Thank you.
And you know what? Let me say this too, because Scotty was mentioning that Blog Talk offered him a free account there to distribute the content on Blog Talk because they'll make money from that. They said, just like you was mentioning before, Richard, they see the numbers. But you, and the thing that kind of really has me scratching my head, and it's always an opportunity for some of our people to turn around. Ralph kind of touched on it. Brother Ralph touched on it when he called. I want to just mention this before we go off here, because I'm looking at that top 25 worldwide, and it's a couple of podcasts. It's a program called Free Black Thinkers, and they broadcast on Blog Talk. And they're 19. And in the number three position, the New Black Panther Party with a broadcast on Blog Talk. Both of those need to be on Black Talk Radio Network. They can distribute their podcast on Blog Talk. There's nothing wrong with that. But don't have your program on those. You helping out, what is that name? He said Levy or Levy, whatever that guy's name. You helping out a Jewish concern. And you got two programs that's clearly black. New Black Panther Party is clearly black. And this other one, Black Free Thinkers. Well, if you're a black free thinker, and if you're a member of the New Black Panther Party, and you hear Time for Awakening, come on over to the Black Talk Radio Network. We need your program. We need your support. We need all our listeners' support. Donate to Black Talk Media Project, which is a North Carolina nonprofit. You can always donate to Time for Awakening, which is a nonprofit also, so you can write it off on your taxes or get your funds back. But we need your support. Before we leave the air tonight, I want to let everybody know about the programming this week. African Perspectives with Brother Oshie, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Always interesting conversation with Brother Oshie. He had an interesting program on Friday with Comrade Worrell, but always interesting program on African Perspectives with Brother Oshie. On Tuesday, Black Reality Think Tank with Dr. William Rogers from 8 to 10 on Time for an Awakening. On Wednesday, Revive, which is the POC, from 8 to 10 on Time for an Awakening. On Thursday, Relationships with Joy and Troy from 7 to 8 on Time for an Awakening. And on Friday, Time for Awakening is back from 8 to 10. I want to thank everybody for listening to the program this evening. Lively discussion, as always, and we'll be back on Friday, Lord willing, to continue on this path towards an awakening. Peace.
Peace.
If you're driving through the country on a lazy afternoon, or you're watching your children playing after school, they seem to be so unaware. I know the things that they'll soon have to take care of. We've got to do something, yeah, to save the children. Soon it will be their turns to try and save the world. Right now they seem to play such a small part of. Tommy, he said he wants to be a father.
friend. Soon it will be their turn to try and save the world. We've got to do something, yeah, to save the children. To save the children. To save the children.